Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. It is Victoria, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. And I am so excited. Yes, I am. I am so excited, people, to be joining you once again here as the host of Passionate Travel Incorporated radio show. And today, yes, that's right, today, we are talking about reasons you need to be growing your business globally. I'm talking about going international, people. Why not? If you have a business, if you have a product or a service that you are selling to other people, you want to go global. Now, today, before we get into our topic, I need to let you know there are time constraints, people. Yes, we've been talking about a special promotion where you can get involved with our program that involves having your own travel business and having travel savings, that you can get involved with this program and also earn yourself a $500 cruise certificate. So we've been promoting that special travel sale for this past month, folks. But guess what? All good things come to an end. I hate to tell you, it's true. All good things must come to an end. And today is the final day of our special travel promotion. So, if you are out there within the sound of my voice and you have any interest in participating in the travel program and you love the idea of saving up to $500 on your next cruise, today, that's right, folks, today, you need to go to www.passionatetravel.info. That is www.passionatetravel.info. Now, when you put passionate travel, you are putting it as one word, no space. And info, yes, I-N-F-O, short for information. You need to go there, and you're going to see a little short video about our various travel programs, and you just click Join Now, and you can enroll yourself right online. But if you have any problems doing so, or if you need more details, please feel free to contact me. That's Victoria Falk at 347-658-8459. A lot of people think that we are in the busiest travel season of the year. Why? Well, because summer is pretty busy. Since summer has started, I've gotten maybe double the amount of travel calls that I usually get the months before. So, yes, I can vouch for the fact that the summertime is a busy time of the year for travel. You have a lot of the school children that are off from school, so the parents use this time to take that break from work. So you have a lot of families taking vacation together. This is a great time for the teachers. You know, they basically have to take vacation during this time of the year when the children are out from school. And then you have other folks with jobs that just simply require them to take vacation during this time. So, yes, indeed, summer is a busy time of the year for travel. But, folks, I'm here to tell you, as busy as the summer is, it is not the busiest time of the year. We are steadily approaching the busiest time of the year for travel. Can anybody guess? Can anybody out there guess what time of the year is the busiest time for travel? I'll give you 3 seconds to guess. The holidays, folks. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about Thanksgiving weekend through New Year's. So we're talking about Thanksgiving through New Year's, through a couple days after New Year's. So let's say about January 3rd. Last year, Thanksgiving 2016. That Thanksgiving weekend, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, following the Thanksgiving, over 46 million people traveled that weekend. Not hundreds, not thousands. I'm talking about 46 million people. Wow. How awesome is that? Imagine if just a pinch. Imagine if just a pinch of that number of people were booking travel from you. Imagine if just a mere handful of people out of that number were booking travel from you. Because there is power in the word anyway. People are going to travel anyway. You might even be one of those people. So if they're going to do it anyway, or you're going to do it anyway, why not position yourself to be in a place where you can make money off what people are doing anyway? So that's what we're talking about, folks, when we talk about holiday travel. And like I said, today, yes, today, this Monday, is the last and final day for you to join our program at a discounted rate. And in addition to joining us at the discounted rate, you will get a $500 cruise certificate just for joining us. Now, is that awesome or is that awesome? If you are out there and you love to cruise, you understand that cruises can be pricey at times. But the price that you pay includes all your meals, your activities, your entertainment, and then some. But imagine being able to save up to $500 off your next cruise and get the perks and benefits of traveling as a travel professional. Yes. So don't miss out, people. I can't express it enough. So definitely, you want to do that. But as I said earlier, you also want to consider going global. And I want to give a big shout out to Miss Vanessa Braxton. She is a part of the Black CEO tribe, and she is one sister out here in Brooklyn, New York, who has taken her business globally, and she is doing extremely well. When I say extremely well, yes, folks, I am not exaggerating. Miss Vanessa Braxton out here from Brooklyn, New York, the owner of Black Mama Vodka. You heard me right, folks. Black Mama, M-O-M-M-A, Black Mama Vodka. You know, she is shipping her vodka all around the globe, and people are. So I want you to be able to do the same, too. Before you decide to just take your business or your product globally, it makes a lot of sense to plan and prepare properly. You want to speak to someone who knows how to lead you in the right direction. And anybody who knows Victoria knows that when I want great advice in regards to how to run my business, I go to the Chamber of Commerce. And one of my favorite chambers happens to be the New American Chamber of Commerce. Once again, shouting out Brooklyn. Hoo-hoo, Brooklyn, New York. Yes. So the Chamber of Commerce, you know, actually has free courses for its members to help you understand how to go global. And there's actually a course coming up this week, you know, so you want to act quickly so you can be a part of that. So don't just, you know, as excited as you may be, don't just say, you know what, I'm going global and run out there without a plan and get stuck or get jammed up and, you know, just not be in a good situation. So talk it through, plan and prepare, and the best way is through the Chamber of Commerce, because the Chambers of Commerce are here to help advise you and guide you at each level of business. So if you're just starting your business, or maybe you didn't start yet, maybe you have an idea of the business that you want to start, the Chamber can help you. Or maybe you've already started your business and you want to grow and expand. Yes, the Chamber could help you. Or maybe you're at that level where you've been in business for several years and you're able to mentor other people. And, you know, you just want to get to your next level. Yes, folks, the Chamber can help you. Yes, indeed. So you want to go to www.chambercoalition.org. That's www.chambercoalition.org. Or you can call 718-722-9217 and set up an appointment to speak to somebody about membership, so you can talk about ways that you can go global. Because what's so great about it is someone will talk to you about your personal business. They're not going to talk to you about travel, because guess what? That's Victoria's business. And they're not going to talk to you about vodka, because guess what? That's Vanessa's business. I'm talking about getting personalized service. Personalized service, that's you're getting relevant information that pertains to who you are, right, and what you do. So as you decide to expand globally, once again, my advice, folks, is do not go it alone, right? You want to contact your chamber. And if you don't have a chamber, I recommend the New American Chamber of Commerce. I recommend the African American International Chamber of Commerce. Now, folks, when you're thinking about, you know, what countries you want to expand your business, product, or service in, you can't just think about the monies, you know. Now, don't get nervous, because I know we're in business. We're in business to make a profit. Yes, we definitely want to make monies. But what I'm talking about is you want to understand how this particular place feels about the United States. How do they feel about Americans? So definitely, folks, if you are thinking about going global, shipping to North Korea might not be an option right now. You know, if you're thinking about who to do business with, let it be a place where the sentiment towards Americans is pretty friendly. Where they're not fantasizing about hurting you if you go over there. Let me just break it down into plain English, people. Right? You want to deal with some place that's friendly, like Jamaica, right? The land of the all right. Now, Jamaica lets you know, yes, we are open for business. And what that means is, come, folks, we are ready, willing, and eager to do business with you. We want to hear your thoughts, we want to hear your ideas, and we want to see how we can connect with you. Another place that's eager to do business with you is the Bahamas. Yes, when they say it's better in the Bahamas, that's right, it really is. And right now, if you're looking for a better opportunity for you and you want to grow your business, consider the Bahamas. Had an awesome experience this past May out in Nassau, Bahamas, through the These Women Mean Business Women's Conference. We did a trade mission to the Caribbean. And yes, Nassau, Bahamas was one of our stops. And they were so ready, willing, and eager to hear what we had to say. And we were able to exchange ideas and connect with other people who want to do business with us. So definitely, folks. And when you think about a place like the Bahamas, what's so great about it is whether you're going by a cruise ship or whether you're going by flight directly to the island, it does not take very long to get there. So you want to consider that also. You know, the places that you want to do business with, ask yourself, would I be willing and able to visit this place if I need to? Now, I know technology is very strong in this day and age, and we have so many different ways to communicate. But when you're doing business and you're exchanging, you know, monies and really looking at growing your business exponentially, you know, every now and then you want to make a face-to-face connection. So you may actually want to go visit that place. So let it be some place where you are able, you are ready, willing, and able to visit. There are some people who are not able to travel too far out of the U.S. for health reasons. They're not able to be on that airplane for the 12 hours that it takes to get to Australia, or for the 15 hours that it takes to get to South Africa. They're not able to take that long trip to get to London. So, you know, you might not be willing to commit to those areas because you personally might not be able to get there. Now, if it doesn't, you know, if it's not a requirement for you to be able to get there, that might be something you compromise, but I'm suggesting that you do not compromise in that area. So you're thinking about where you would get to, right, and making it happen. Now, why are people thinking about global business? Well, there are different reasons, you know. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a lot easier these days because of the technology that we have to do business globally, where you don't need to be in the physical presence or in that country in order to do business. So you can have an international company from the comfort of your own home. Yes. Because of the beauty of the internet. The internet has opened so many doors for companies to trade all over the world. So why not you? at one point it was really expensive to do something like this, but like I said, the internet has really changed how we do business and who we're able to do business with. So not only are we able to, you know, use the power of the internet to do our business globally, but we might have staff or employees that we've never met in person. You can have freelancers, people who are getting your projects done in different parts of the world where it's actually cheaper to employ them to get the same job done that you might have to pay somebody in your own country a little higher for that same responsibilities and duties. So we're thinking about the freelance economy, folks. And the cultures are becoming more and more similar, right? I remember when I went to South Africa back in April with a group, I had all these ladies on the trip coming from New York who were dressed in African garb, and, you know, they had practiced different sayings. And when we got to South Africa, the women in South Africa were dressed how we would dress in New York, right? So we're talking about cultural assimilation. We're talking about having a greater understanding of other people, and it's making it easier to do business. And that's one thing, folks. When you're doing business in another place, you want to have a basic understanding of the culture. So not only an understanding of the culture, but an appreciation of the culture. So that definitely helps. Now, another reason that we're able to do business a little easier is because of the different ways we're able to stay in touch. Once upon a time, we thought about these long-distance phone calls, and when we thought about that, our heads began to ache because we thought about the expense. But in today's world, we're able to Skype. We're able to have a Zoom meeting. We're able to go Facebook Live. You know, we're able to do a one-on-one presentation on GRIP. We're able to use Viber. We're able to go on Facebook Messenger. So many different things that cut down the expense of business travel. So expensive business travel is a thing of the past, people, for a lot of different reasons. And as long as you have solid Wi-Fi connections, right, and you have access to the different apps, the Skype app and the Messenger app and the things that we spoke about, it becomes easier to build a global empire. So you definitely want to take advantage of that, folks. And competition is forcing a lot of people away, you know, from who and how they did business. You know, so going global helps to increase your potential customer base. It increases your potential market, definitely. Of course, right? We talk about it being a numbers game. So definitely as you go global, you have a lot more people you can reach out to. And when you do, you become a trusted brand. That's right, folks. You better believe people trust Passionate Travel Incorporated more since I've become a global business person. It increases your prestige as a brand. It'll increase your overall customer base, right? And they'll see that you can be trusted. So, and it's cheaper, folks. It's cheaper, yes. It's cheaper to do business in these other countries. You save on taxes, right? Don't you want to save on your taxes? it's a chance to save most of your profits for yourself. This can only happen by expanding internationally, folks. All the perks and benefits. You want to break the glass ceiling. What do you do when demands begin to slide for your product or your service after a busy period? What do? Well, you look for another market. Find another country where the demand for your product is higher, right? That's much better than waiting out a slump in sales. Nobody wants to just sit around and with your fingers crossed, hoping and praying that somebody will buy from you. You take that time, your talent, and your energy and expand your market base. So definitely, folks, and expanding will allow you to produce more units of whatever it is that you have, and then you'll be able to lower the cost per unit, and then that will help to increase your profit margins, people. So that's just another reason. These are just some of the reasons. But definitely, as you expand globally, you want to check the CIA list for these different places. You want to check the government websites before you decide where you're going to expand to. And you want to read, you want to educate yourself on the place that you plan on expanding your business. And you want to make sure that everything is good, folks. Right? Import, export. www.export.gov. That's export. Once again, folks, you want to go to www.export.gov. That's export.gov. And you want to read up on the country that you're planning on expanding globally. Read up about that country. So if it's Ghana, if it's Johannesburg, if it's Colombia, wherever it is, you want to go and pull up the reports for that particular area and read and study. And you want to check, like I said, you want to check the CIA report. You want to check the fraud listings, people. Yes, because they're not every place, you know, is good for you to do business. Now, of course, you know, we said the benefits are going globally, but guess what? Everybody can't get your time. Everybody can't get your business. And you definitely do not want to do business with a place that is on the fraud reports. Now, there are certain parts in the world where I can't even book travel to those places online because I'm going to get alerts about fraudulent credit cards and get alerts about fraudulent websites, you know, where they are known to steal people's money. They are known to sell you a vacation package from a website that's fraudulent. So if I'm aware of this as a business person, that particular area is a location that I definitely would not expand in. So that's why I say, folks, you want to take a look at the reports. You know, you want to make sure that you're dealing with reputable business people. Contact the consul general of these people. Of these places. You know, look for places that have chambers of commerce, right? Because if they have different chambers of commerce set up in those particular areas, that means they're thinking about business is a little higher than an area that does not have a chamber of commerce. Make sure they have an American Chamber of Commerce there. an American embassy, all these different things where it's showing you that there is a thought, a feeling, a care for people doing reputable business. You want to make sure that there's a program set up to make sure you get paid, right? There are different government programs available to help you get your monies paid for the products that you provided or the service that you provided. And these same services also make sure that the person in the other country, that they're actually getting what you say they're going to get. So there's protection for the importer and the exporter. And that's what we want to look at. Which countries have taken the time to make sure that not only will you spend business there, not only will you do business and spend your money, but making sure that it's fair all around. So definitely, folks, it has been a pleasure talking to you about travel, talking to you about business, and talking to you about money. Hoo-hoo! These are just a few of my favorite things. And once again, this is Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. And this show is brought to you by Home-Based Business 101. Baba Jahi is your home-based business guru and coach. He created this platform to help Movements Unlimited's community outreach work. Now, if you want to learn more about Movements Unlimited, go to www.movementsunlimited.net. We currently have the following shows and broadcast times. On Sunday morning, you have the Gospel of Working from Home, and that airs every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Baba Jahi is the host of that show. And if you want to be a guest on that particular show, you can reach him at 252-458-3712. And once again, yes, I'm your hostess with the mostest. This is Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. And every Monday, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I bring you the Passionate Travel Radio Show. And if you'd like to be a guest on this particular show, please feel free to reach out, 347-658-8459. So we also have Hump Day Book Reading Program. That is 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday, hosted by Baba Jahi. And on Fridays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we have the Jasari Love Show, hosted by Mama Cynthia Jahi. So once again, if you would like to be a guest on any of the shows, call Baba Jahi at 252-458-3712. Call Victoria Falk at 347-658-8459. Or call Mama Cynthia Jahi at 252-406-0774. So the thought for today, once again, people, is that if you are in business, if you have a product or service worth selling, by all means, you must consider going globally. There are so many benefits to expanding your business internationally. The chambers of commerce are the first place, the best place to talk about expanding globally. And if you are anywhere in or near the Brooklyn, New York area, you can reach the chamber at 718-722-9217. And you can ask for Ms. Pearl Phillip, who's the president of the New American Chamber of Commerce. So, folks, it has been a wonderful day. And if you want to join in a travel program to help you lead a happy, more productive life, go to www.passionatetravel.info. So this is Victoria Falk signing out for today. And I look forward to being here again with you next week. Until then, love life, live well, live passionately. Bye for now, everybody.